The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Hosting Centralia, Jareth Fluffy with you, Kirk Hillman back in the booth. This should be an excellent one between the two teams that are currently top in the TVL standing. Centralia, unbeaten, 6-0 in league play, and 14-1 on the regular season, ranked number 3 in the entire class, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. And as for Valley Heights, they come into this one 6-1 in league play, a half game back of first in 11-4. Well, Centralia, they still have their winning streak alive. They have won 14 games in a row since losing their season opener. That was a home opener to Nemaha Central all the way back in the second day of December. And they are just on a roll. Tonight, though, is just their second road league game since January the 6th. They've had it kind of easy in terms of home versus the road in league play as of late. And though they have played well against teams in the top half of the league, they have only played two of them in league play, beating Frankfurt last week. That was a 47-42 victory for the Panthers. And then on the 26th, they defeated Hanover 42-38. And they got three games against the top half of the league, including tonight. That is, of course, tonight. Then on Monday, they'll be hosting Donovan West. And then they'll be hosting Clifton Clyde on the 16th, and that game could possibly determine the league title, but there is still some work to do for the Panthers, and the Mustangs here have a chance to possibly have take the lead for themselves as they enter tonight on a three-game winning streak since their loss to Hanover on the road. That was the first game out of the TVL tournament, and well, they are 4-4 since their 7-0 start. They got fourth place in the TVL tournament, going 1-2 in the tournament. In their remaining games after tonight look like this. They have four games, including Clifton Clyde on Tuesday, another big one for the Mustangs. They'll host Onega next Friday, and then a non-league game against Class 3A Rock Creek. That'll be on Monday, and finish up league play next Tuesday, or I guess the following Tuesday on the 20th. That's going to be at Blue Valley Randolph. And looking taking a more in-depth look at the TVL standings, Centralia, as mentioned, 6-0, 14-1 overall. Valley Heights in second place by themselves, 6-1, a half game back, 11-4. After that, a three-way tie for third place between Frankfurt, Clifton Clyde, and Hanover. All those teams are 5-2. Frankfurt is 13-3, Clifton Clyde is 13-4, and so is Hanover. Jennifer West, the final team out of the top half of the league, they're 5-3. They are two games out of first place, 10-6. On the regular season, the reigning 1A D1 state champs. In the bottom half of the league, though, you have Troy. They are in 7th at 3-3, 7-7. They are in the same sub-state as Centralia. They are currently the 4th seed in the sub-state things, which we'll get to in just a second. Blue Valley Randolph is 3-5 in league play, in 8th place by themselves, 7-9 overall. Axel is also 7-9 overall. They are 1-4 in league play, 4.5 games out of first place, and in 9th. In 10th place is Washington County. And like Axel and Blue Valley Randolph, they are 7-9 on this season. As for Washington County, they are 2-6 in league play, 5 games back at first. Lynn is in 11th place. They are 1-7, 6 games out of first, and 7-10 on the season. And Onega is kind of in a league of their own on the bottom of the league, unfortunately, 0-7 and 1-14 on the season, 6.5 games back out of first place. Well, as the race for the TVL continues, it is kind of winner-take-all between Clifton Clyde, Centralia, and Valley Heights. All three of those teams control their own destiny. They went out. They are the champs, or at least get a split of the championship. As for Frankfurt, Hanover, and even Donovan West, they need some help, even if they win out. Hanover, though, they have probably the second easiest schedule there at Donovan West. That will be tonight, and then after that, they are done with teams against teams in the top half of the league. Frankfurt, they are done with teams in the top half of the league. And as for Valley Heights, they have two teams left in the top half of the league. Those are both home games, of course, tonight, and then they'll be on Friday against Clifton Clyde, and then after that, they are done with teams in the top half of the league. And as for Donovan West, they will be playing Hanover tonight. They'll be hosting the Wildcats, and then they're at Centralia on the 12th. And as for the Panthers, as I mentioned, they have the most difficult schedule remaining. They have to go to Valley Heights here this evening. They host Jonathan West and host Clifton Clyde coming up on the 16th. So a lot of games left to be played here in the TVL to determine who's going to win, but Centralia does have the most solid path to at least get a split because of the fact that they are still undefeated. They are 6-0. Valley Heights has one loss, and everybody else has two or more losses. So that definitely benefits these two teams that are playing here tonight. And if Valley Heights can get a win here this evening, that kind of opens up everybody else to possibly get a split, including the teams that are currently two losses, with those being Frankfort, Clifton Clyde, and Hanover. Looking at the sub-state standings for both of these two teams, Centralia is currently the one seed. If the season were to end today, they would be getting the bye, and they would be taking on the winner of Troy and Northern Heights, with Troy hosting that game, as Troy is the 4 seed at 7-7, and Northern Heights is the 5 seed at 2-13. I beg your pardon, Troy. No, Troy is 8-7-7. We had that right. They are 7-7 on the regular season. As for the 2 seed, that is Burlingame. They are 10-5, and Jonathan West, they are the 3 seed. They would be hosting Onega if the season were to end today, with the Mustangs 10-6, and the Buffaloes, as mentioned, 1-14 on the season. The girls' first round of that sub-state will be on the 23rd. And as for the Class 2A Wabunsee sub-state, if the season were to end today, Valley Heights would also be 1 seed in their sub-state at 11-4. They would be taking on Republic County in the first round. As Republic County, those Buffaloes are also having a tough time this season. They are 0-14. Wabunsee, the 2 seed at 10-5. Lincoln, the 7 seed at 3-9. This team would square off. Then you have Jackson Heights, the 6 seed at the Northeast Kansas League, 4-10. They would be on the road at Sacred Heart. And then Bennington, the 4 seed at Mission Valley, is the 5 seed. So if the season were to end today, Valley Heights would be hosting the opening round before they convene in Wabunsee coming up that following Friday on the 29th of February. And be getting things going with sub-state into state. It is that time of year. It is the most wonderful time of the year, one would argue. I would myself, with sub-state state tournaments coming around. And it is just a fantastic time of the year. Other TVL games going on tonight. Mentioned a couple of them. Hanover at Donovan West. Arguably the biggest game in the league that is not being played right in front of us here tonight. Of course, this game here this evening is the best game in the league, with the 1 versus the 2 seed. And again, Hanover, Donovan West also going on tonight. Also, how about Troy at Frankfort? That's not going to be an easy matchup for the Wildcats. Troy playing very well. Harper Wettstein, Gracie Grable and company coming to town. Also, Clifton Clyde, they're going to be hosting Onega. And a big game for Axel, trying to snap a losing streak here there at Washington County this evening. Then we get a Monday game coming up. As mentioned, that's Donovan West at Centralia. And then on Tuesday, February 13th, got some good action. Clifton Clyde at Valley Heights, and then Centralia, they will be hosting Blue Valley Randolph. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. We have our national anthem here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Got to get this one underway between Valley Heights and Centralia as we take a look at your starting lineups. First for the visitors, the Centralia Panthers. Starting off, number 0, a freshman, Hayden Kramer. Number 11, a junior, Tatum Kramer. Number 15, a junior, Owen Dieters. Number 20, a sophomore, Cora Thompson. And number 41, a freshman, Tava Gibbs. And for Valley Heights, number 10, a senior, Maggie Serber. Number 14, a senior, Delana Merck. Number 15, a senior, Audra Steinfurt. Number 25, a sophomore, Ava Smith. And number 31, a sophomore, Mia Vermetten. And this is the second meeting between these two teams this season. The first one was in the semifinals of the Twin Valley League Tournament, in which Centralia won 46-42. And Valley Heights, they got big early. They were up 18-8 midway through the second quarter. Tata Gibbs, though, scored 13 second-half points for the Panthers. And we broadcast that one. She was our player of the game. And she will try to replicate that again here tonight. That's Rowan Dieters. She scored a three-point basket early on in the first quarter. And with that basket, she surpassed her 1,000 career point mark, and she finished with 13 as well, tie for the game lead. Maggie Turber, she led Valley Heights in scoring with 12, and Centralia has won 3 of the last 5 meetings dating back to the 2021-2022 basketball season. So as mentioned, Centralia trying to keep their 14-game winning streak alive. They are 14-1 in the season, and they dropped their season opener to Nemaha Central. Astor Valley Heights, they're trying to extend their three-game winning streak since that loss to Hanover. Centralia, head coached by Dusty Thompson, and Valley Heights, head coached by Jordan Brockstrom, the athletic director here in Valley Heights. Here's the tip-off, and we are underway as the Panthers win it. And they quickly get Tatum Kramer cutting down the sideline, and she lays it up and in. Nice pass from Owen Dieters, and quickly Centralia scoring first. Bring it up across half court is Maggie Turber. She'll go to the right side for Ava Smith. She'll drive, and she'll kick it out of there. She's stopped by a pair of Panthers. Has Centralia in a 2-3 zone here to start things out. And Smith had it poked away by Dieters, but she holds on to it. Kicks it out for 3. Too strong this time from Delana Merck. Long rebound, Tatum Kramer. Outlet to Dieters. She's trying to come down the right side in transition. She'll fire a 3. That is going off the dribble. She stops from penetrating. She reversed to the three-point line on the left side and knocked down the tray. Owen Dieters shooting 40% from the floor and 35% from beyond the arc. Now a foul will be called on Ted Kramer. Our first foul of the basketball game. And Dieters averages 6.3 three-point attempts per game. So quite efficient from beyond the arc, considering the amount of attempts that she takes. Almost every single time we broadcast Centralia Panther basketball. It's worth mentioning that Dieters has done a fantastic job this season being more efficient with her shot selection. As there's Ava Smith laying it up and in. Nice pass to the far side block and laying it in. And she has been turning the ball over less. Has been better dishing it off as well, a better facilitator. Here's a 3 off the dribble again by Dieters. That one's no good this time. Off the heel. Loose ball on the rebound picked up by Tatum Kramer. She'll lay it up and in. How about Tatum Kramer starting things off well? And the junior with 4 quick points. And she averages 4 points on the season. Smith across half court against the Centralia press. Gets it to Merck. Pass too high for intended target. But into the hands of Vermette. Kick out 3 balls straight away. Is no good. Off the left side for Maggie Turber. Long rebound. Tava Gibbs. Leading rebound for Centralia. And she's fouled going the other way. Tava Gibbs, the freshman, averaging 6.5 boards per contest. 7-2. Centralia lead early. Quickly scoring are the Panthers, which they didn't do a great job of that in their first meeting in the semifinal round of the TVL tournament back in late January. 6:12 to go first quarter. First touch of the day for Hayden Kramer, the freshman, to the other freshman, Tava Gibbs. She'll drive to her right and stops. She'll end it backwards to Hayden. She drives, jump stops, Gets back to the defender, flips it up, no good. Four Thompson's there, and she's fouled going up. Audra Steinfurt picks up the personal. The second team foul against the Mustangs. And Cora Thompson to the line to shoot two. A correction, that was the first team foul. First free throw for Cora is good. First free throw attempt of our ball game for both teams. Cora Thompson, the sophomore, mentioned the youth of this team. You have Hayden Kramer and also Josie Haberkamp, who come off the bench. And the free throw is no good, but picked up by Owen Dieter. So Centralia stays alive. Nice pass inside to Cora Thompson. Her shot is no good. And rebound by Audra Steinfurt. In trouble is Maggie Turber trying to get across that court. She does just that, and she splits the double team. 5:40 to go, first quarter. Left side corner with the catch. Triple threat position for Vermenton. Smith has it, top of the key, dribbles to his right, to her right, and she picks it up. And trying to drive, swinging a double team, and losing it is Delaney Murphy. Into the hands of her teammate, David Smith, and she lays it up and in. So Smith lifts all four of the team's points so far. Peters will give it to Tava Gibbs, top of the key. Left side wing, Kramer. Tatum Kramer drives, gets bumped by Smith, pull up, no good, left it short, tipped in the air, and secured by Audra Steinfurt. He's off to a solid start, rebounding the ball. Smith is foul going up. She put up a tough shot, and it probably wasn't going to go in, but she'll get the bailout foul. As she was kind of banking on a foul to be called, and she gets it, and Tava Gibbs gets her first personal. Ava Smith, second leading scorer on the Mustang, 10.4 points per game, and she shoots 63% from the free throw line. First free throw, good. This Valley Heights team shoots the free throw ball very well. Multiple girls shooting over 70%, and others shooting above 60 and 50%. Centralia is kind of the opposite. They've had their struggles from the free throw line this season. The second one is good, so Smith goes 2 for 2. She's got all of the team's 6 points, and it's 8-6. Centralia, 5 minutes to go for a quarter. Hayden Kramer, pass to the right wing. Cora Thompson stopped there, gives it to Tatum Kramer. She has 4 points so far, defended by Ava Smith. She stopped at the left corner. Good defense by Smith. And Dieter is able to get the pass just to the outside of the wing. A scoop shot up and in. What a tough shot for Owen Dieter. Falls to her right. Spins it off the glass. She has 5. And it's 10-6. Smith's going to try a 3. That is too strong. Long rebound, Cora Thompson. And she is double-teamed. She'll outlet it to Dieter backwards, and she'll try to push it up. A two-time All-State junior trying to penetrate. She'll lob it up, and we'll whistle on a push. It's called against Delaney Merck, who was defending the interior. Second team foul. With 4:17 to go first quarter. Josie Haberkamp checking into the game for Centralia and for Tava Gibbs. Dieters will lob it out to Josie Haberkamp. She'll hand it off to Dieters. Gets the screen, trying to get away from Vermenton. Trying to shake her loose. She'll lob it inside to Haberkamp. She's triple-teamed, and she shuffled her feet to travel. Bit of a freshman mistake there, but Haberkamp has been very solid all season long, averaging 5.5 points per game, shooting 43% from the floor. Very efficient. Now Tatum Kramer will exit, and Tori Kuckelman, the senior, will check in for the first time. The only senior on the Centralia roster. So you think the Centralia team is good this year? Wait till you see what they do next year, and possibly the year after that. Next year, obviously, being Owen Dieter's senior season. Averaging 19.3 points per game. Shot on the run. No good for Vermenton. Rebound secured by Josie Haberkamp. She's going to bring it up herself up the left side. The forward will slow it up and give to Dieters. Halfway through this first quarter, 10-6 Panthers. Dieters trying to get away from Vermenton. Had it poked away. And they're going to say last touch by Dieters. It'll be Valley Heights basketball. Isabel Haberkamp will now check in for the first time this evening in for Cora Thompson. This Centralia team just so deep. We go about 9 or even sometimes 10 girls deep. Here's Smith with it, far side corner on the right side. Light purple shoes, almost lavender color. It's a shade off of the purple on her jersey. Short corner catch, bounce pass from Steinfurt. Shot no good for Delaney Merck and a rebound for Centralia. Peters will bring it up from the right side towards the middle. Now to the left side wing. Driving baseline, it's Hayden Kramer. She's got the short corner, double team. Joel trying to bounce past it to Josie Haverkamp. Just barely scores it through. It's loose on the floor. And it'll be a jump ball as Haverkamp and Merck had a tie-up on it. And possession arrow will favor the Mustangs. Hayden Kramer comes back in for her sister Hayden, who will turn to the, will go to the bench for the first time this evening, and a substitution now for Valley Heights, as Olivia Scala checked in for the first time tonight. And she is going to check in for Audra Steinfurt. Turber, leading scorer for Valley Heights, brings it up, averaging 13.9 points per game. She'll get it in the left side wing. She'll try three. That is bottom! Knocked it through, and it is a one-point game. Her first basket of the contest. Valley Heights trying to get it back close. Here's a three for Dieters off the dribble. That is good. What a response by Owen Dieters. Her second three of the game. She has seven. Omega, eight. And 13-9. Pass fake from Turberg. Gets a screen by Smith. Goes to her right. Give this to Merck. All right, back to Smith. From the elbow, drives right and floats it up and in. Got a defender up in the air and scoops it up and under. And Smith now with eight. As we continue to go back and forth, this high-scoring first quarter, 13-11. Isabel Haverkamp, right side corner, Tatum Kramer. She had four early points in this one. Now they give it to Dieter, top of the key. Screened by Tatum Kramer, not going to use it. Doug goes to her right, and a whistle and foul on the floor. And that will go against Mia Vermenten. And Hayden Kramer will check in for Owen Dieters to give her a break here. 2:08 to go, first quarter. Dieters is going to get a break. No fouls for her. That's another thing she has done a lot better this year. She had gotten in foul trouble quite a bit her sophomore season. Here's a lob up to Tori Kockelman. She'll pass to the right side corner. Hayden Kramer dribbles to the top of the key. Give it to her sister, Tatum. The junior puts on the floor. Cross over to her left. Gets a screen by Josie Haverkamp. She had a poke free by Delaney Mark, Omega Barton by Mia Vermenten. And it'll stay with the Panthers. Now Dieters will check right back in. She'll come in for Tori Kockelman. And now substitutions and Turber and Tessa Miller checking in. Inbound right side into the wing for Isabel Haverkamp to Dieters. Just to the right of the top of the key. She'll dribble towards the middle. Try to lob it up for Josie Haverkamp. Nice catch. Saves it from going out of bounds. Nice little underneath pass. It's a Haverkamp. Her shot off the mark, though. And rebound hauled in by Tessa Miller. And she traveled. And it's going to be Centralia basketball with 1:38 to go here in this first quarter. And David Gibbs will return. And so will Cora Thompson. Good first quarter, as you would expect. Two teams in the top of the Twin Valley League. Inbound, close to 5 seconds. We get it into Hayden Kramer. 1:35 to go. Tatum Kramer dribbles to her right, crossover to her left towards the middle. Stopped at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Owen Dieters. Dieters surveys. Nice crossover dribble. Trying to shake Turber. Her pass is short of Fort Thompson into the hands of Ava Smith. 2-1 fast break up the right side. Keeps herself live up and in and one. Smith with 10 first quarter points. And it is tied 13-13. The one free throw, she went 2 for 2 her last trip. And it is good. And Valley Heights has the lead. Dieters thought about shooting a three off the dribble and holds on to it. Hayden Kramer, top of the key. To the wing for Thompson. Goes with her left, hits it back to Hayden Kramer. Bob it inside, Gibbs goes to work, gets a double team. She kicks it out to the high post. Right corner kicks Dieters. Head fake. Looking inside, looking for Gibbs. Not there, well defended. 45 seconds left in the quarter. 14-13 Valley Heights. Dieters had a poke free, but into the hands of her teammate, Court Thompson. She's in trouble, and a whistle, and a jump ball is going to be called as she had the ball over her head momentarily. And with 39.6 seconds left, Centralia will hold on to the ball, and Josie Haverkamp will check in for Court Thompson. Peters the inbounder. Good for the inbound play to develop. She'll get it in to Hayden Kramer from the left corner. Dribbles towards the middle, hands it off to Dieters. She'll drive middle, stops, 15-footer from the left elbow. It's pure! Owen Dieters responds, and she has 10 first quarter points. 15-14, Centralia back in front by one. 25 seconds left here in the opening quarter. What a fun one here so far in Blue Rapids. Ava Smith. Cross-court pass. Right side to Tessa Miller. Bounce pass back to Maggie Turber, and she gets bumped to foul by Tatum Kramer. That's her second personal foul. Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, the only two players for Centralia to make a field goal. Then as for Valley Heights, Ava Smith has 11 of the team's 14 points, the other three coming from a three-pointer from Maggie Turber. 12.1 seconds left for Valley Heights. Inbound to Tessa Miller. Goes left side wing to Ann Turber. Spins the outside, back towards the middle. Shot, no good on run. Rebound, Josie Havergant with 5 seconds left of the pass, and a foul. Reach in by Maggie Turber, and that is her first. 3 seconds left, and that is team foul number four. So, off to go the length of the floor here with 3 seconds left to maybe get a half-court heave up. Inbound is to Dieters with three, and a step-back three at the buzzer, short, and that is how the quarter comes to a close. Fun one, 15-14 Centralia. After 8 minutes of play back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
What a fun start to this one. 15-14 Centralia as we get the second quarter underway. 11 points for Valley Heights' Ava Smith. 10 for Centralia's Owen Dieters. And Smith is 3 right out of the gate. It hits the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Audra Steinfurt. That's her third rebound of the day. Maggie Turber now with it as Valley Heights gets new life here in this possession. Triple team, and she'll kick it out to Vermen. Now driving baseline is Merck. She's scoreless on the day. Nice wraparound pass. Layup is good for Audra Steinfurt. That is her first basket of the game. And Valley Heights back in front by one. Peters pass fake, giving up her dribble. And she'll give it up to Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer drives in the lane, gets hit on the arm, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. See that foul is called against. Looks like that's going to be against Maggie Turber. That'll be her second. Just 45 seconds into the second quarter. So Hayden Kramer, two free throws here. First one on the way for the freshman is too strong. No good. Mentioned Centralia, the team has struggled a little bit from the free throw line. As Ann Turber will check in for her sister. And a junior. And Maggie, a senior, second free throw is good. So Kramer goes 1 for 2, her first point of the game. And it ties it 16-16. Centralia brings the press. Getting across half court, though, is Ann Turber. Merck goes back to Turber. Thought about the three on drive baseline on Dieter. Spins back towards the three-point line, kicks it out. Smith shuffled her feet. And the Mustangs' leading scorer for this evening will allow Centralia to get the ball back after the turnover. Gives the inbounder. Back underway, Dieters. In and out dribble goes to Core Thompson from the left wing. Screen to get Josie Haberkamp free for three. No good straight away off the right side. Picked up in the air. Loose, picked up by Abe Smith. And she will dribble out of some pressure in the backcourt. She'll get across half court. Burke goes right side corner, and Turber. She'll drive left, pull up, 17-footer off the backboard. Oh, it halfway down popped out of there. Rebound Centralia's Josie Haberkamp. Nice look there. Unfortunately for the Mustangs, not able to fall. Lob inside Josie Haberkamp. Right block. Gets away from a defender. Might have got a little bit of contact. Shot no good. Rebound Delana Merck. The offense starting to slow down. Nice full court pass up ahead to Vermenton, who lays it up and in. Beautiful throw from Merck to Vermenton on the run. She lays up and in for her first basket of the game. It's 18-16 Valley Heights. Trying to split a double team. Dieters kicks it out to Gibbs. She thought about the three, but gives it to score Thompson. Kramer steps back, thought about the three off the dribble, and said she'll give up as well. This is Josie Haberkamp, right back, Taden Kramer. She's going to try a long three. That's going to be an air ball. It's short, and it'll be Valley Heights basketball. That was about 3 feet from beyond the three-point line. Haberkamp will go to the bench. And Keelan Rempe will make her first appearance this evening. Played some of the junior varsity game before this one started. Here's Vermenton. Here's her dribble before half court. Pass up ahead to Ann Server. She's going to try three off the dribble. Got it! 21-16 Valley Heights off the three from Ann Server. And the junior gives Valley Heights its first double possession lead. Eaters trying to quickly respond. It's trouble. Trying to split a double team. They're going to say that, I'm not quite sure. I didn't really see a travel there, but officials are going to say it is Valley Heights basketball. The inbound is lost as it was too wide of Merck on the inbound for Vermenton, stolen away by Hayden Kramer. Dieters, pass quick inside to Gibbs. Shot at the glass, so good, but she's fouled. And the freshman with her first opportunity to score here this evening. The second leading scorer on the Centralia squad. 8.4 points, 6.5 rebounds per game. The big question coming into the season for Centralia. Can they get somebody that can step up offensively as their second or even third leading scorer? And she has certainly stepped up in that way. First free throw for Gibbs is good. She shoots 63.6% from the free throw line. And she's going to be a nightmare in this league for a very long time. Her and Josie Haberkamp, the two bigs. The two freshman bigs as Gibbs goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line this time. Makes it 21-18, back to one possession game. This is Ann Server. Pass fake to the left, goes to her right to Merck. Right side corner, and a whistle and a foul holding. Merck tried to, beg pardon, Seifert tried to drive baseline. And that one will go against Tatum Kramer, and then it's her third personal foul. So she will go to the bench for the remaining 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in this second quarter. Valley Heights will inbound it from underneath the basket on the right side. And a bad pass or miscommunication, something went wrong there as it goes right to Keelan Rempe at Centralia. Katie Kramer almost carried it. She gets it across half court. Passes to Dieters. Head fake. Step back three off the dribble. Good! Beautiful step back tray. She's got 13. We are tied once again. 21 all. Sending away from pressure is Ann Turber. Now she lost it. Out of bounds, or near out of bounds. It's taken away by Hayden Kramer. Right handed layup is there. Her first field goal of the game. She has three in Centralia on a 7-0 run. It's 23-21. And Turber gets across half court this time. Left side wing catch for Vermenton. Dribbles middle. Davis Davis Smith. She hasn't made any points here in this quarter after scoring 11 in the first. Kicked it out to Vermenton. Left side, thought about the three, and she rolls onto it. Smith drives middle, jumps out, gets bumped by Gibbs. Shot is no good, but she's fouled on the arm. And Centralia fans are not happy about that ball. And David Gibbs has picked up her second personal foul. Looks like a pretty good foul call from here. And David Smith to the free throw line. She is 3-for-3 on the day. What a fun game this one has been so far. It's already 23-21. We're not even halfway through this second quarter. The first free throw for Smith is right through there. And Maggie Turber will check in with two personal fouls, and Vermenton will go to the bench. Second free throw for Smith is no good. Too strong. Rebound for Hayden Kramer. Trying to get away from a double team, and she'll do so successfully. Left side corner catch for Keelan Rempe. The freshman puts on the floor once before giving it up to her classmate and teammate. 3-0 straight away now for Dieters. That one halfway down popping out of there. Loose ball. Whose is it? And it'll be a jump ball. And it'll stay with the Panthers. 3:53 left to go. Second quarter, 23-22 Centralia. And Josie Haberkamp will check in for Tava Gibbs. And down near half court, and it'll go to the back court for Owen Dieters, and she'll bring it across. High post catch, Josie Haberkamp back to the basket on the right side, gives up to Dieters, left side wing. Ball over her head. How about the three, defended by Smith. They're going to penetrate in the paint, stopping the elbow right side, passing to Josie Haberkamp, tipped out of bounds by Otter Steinfurt, and will stay with Centralia. And Vermetten will check in after a brief exit as Jan Turber will come to the bench. Hayden Kramer, the inbounder, back to Dieters. Josie Haberkamp battling down low with Audra Steinfurt. Right side wing, Hayden Kramer brings it towards the middle. Now she'll go to the left side. It stops there. And she'll hand it back with Kaelin Rempe. Up to penetrate. And she's turned away by Mia Vermetten. She had it poked away. Nice hands by Vermetten, knocking it out of the freshman's hands. And the sophomore pokes it out of bounds. They'll stay with Centralia once again. 3:16 to go. This is a long possession here for the Panthers, trying to extend their one-point lead. Peters gives up her dribble, passes Rempe. Dribbles to her left. And give it to Kramer. Signaling for a screen for Josie Haberkamp. Not going to get it, though. Kramer has stopped about 17 feet away from the basket. Pass almost at the backcourt, but Rempe secures it. Dieters now with it. Great defense, man-to-man for Valley Heights. Driving right is Dieters, and she is going to be called for another travel. And Dieters wanting an explanation for the call. And she'll be satisfied with it, and it'll be Mustangs basketball. Trying to retake the lead here for Benton. Met right before half court by a couple of Panthers. Now Smith is in trouble. Her pass is deflected, but back to the backcourt. And a whistle timeout called by Coach Brockstrom. And a good timeout that time, as Mustangs were a little out of control, trying to beat Centralia's threat. We'll take this timeout as well. 30-second break. It's 23-22 with Centralia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
23-22, still our score. 2:39 to go, second quarter. After a high-scoring first quarter, scoring has calmed down just a little bit, but still a high-scoring affair here in Blue Rapids. It was 15-14 after the first quarter. Owen Dieters had 10 points in that first quarter. Ava Smith had 11. Since then, the two have been somewhat silent. Dieters made a three, but Smith has only made one free throw since then. Drive left side, Marcus blocked up in three on Vermetten. Turn around, that one's no good. Mark with an offensive rebound, passes Smith through her legs, but into the arms of Vermetten. They retain possession. After all that craziness, Turber passed the left side wing. Merck, and 3 seconds in the lane is called against, I believe, Ava Smith. You know, Centralia basketball. 2:11 to go. Isabel Haberkamp checking in for the first time this second quarter. And she'll come in for Cora Thompson. Peter slowly brings it up. Cross the VH in midcourt. Hits the screen, goes to her left. Lobs it inside for Haberkamp, and she got held. Valley Heights crowd not happy with that call. Thought it was kind of a flop as Olivia Scala is going to get called. Or actually, no, I believe that's actually for... No, it is Scala. Scala is going to get called as the personal, her first. 2:01 to go now. Low formation on the inbound. Dieters, the inbounder once again. Inbound goes to Haberkamp. Give it to Dieters. Coming off a screen. Fires away the three. It's the wing. No good. Too strong. Rebound. Josie Haberkamp, left side corner. Give it to Dieters. Left side wing. The drive. Right side. Underneath the basket gets bumped. And Trouble gives it up to Isabel Haberkamp. Kicks it out. Three ball for Keelan Rempe. That one rattles home for the freshman. Her first basket of the game. Timeout called by Dusty Thompson. Centralia back up by two possessions. It's 26-22. 1:39 left to go here in quarter number two. Set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
26-22, Centralia leading here in Blue Rapids, home of Valley Heights High School. 1:38 to go, second quarter. 13 points for Owen Dieters. Keelan Rempe just hitting a three right before the break. We're back underway, Valley Heights basketball. Smith across half court. Spread out zone for the Panthers. Right side corner catch for Delana Merch. She's been pretty quiet. Hasn't scored yet tonight. She's going to try to score here, but she's blocked. Offensive rebound. Her putback is blocked as well, but a foul's going to be called. And it was Scala who secured it. He's going to go to the line to shoot two after Owen Dieters got her on the arm. That is just the first foul against Owen Dieters. Those just joining us. Ava Smith scored 11 points in the first quarter. No field goals here in the second for her, but she has made a free throw. First free throw off the right side. No good for Olivia Scala. Keelan Rempe will go to the bench. Tori Kuckelman, the senior, the lone senior on this Centralia squad, back in. Second one. That one's no good off the right side as well for Scala. Loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball between Smith and Isabel Haverkamp. Possession arrow favors the Mustangs. We'll get another opportunity with 1:16 to go. Reminder, our halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Got a lot to recap. Been a fun one so far. Inbound underneath the basket to Scala to Vermenten for three. That was off the left side, no good. Tipped by Haverkamp. She saves it into the hands of her teammate Hayden Kramer. She looks to push the issue. Right side corner catch for Kuckelman to Dieters. She'll try to drive right. Nothing there. She'll lob it inside, though, Josie Haverkamp. She's double-teamed. She'll kick it out to Dieters. She'll try a three, and she shuffled her feet. That's the third time she's gotten called for a travel. And 57 seconds left, Valley Heights gets it back. Court Thompson will check in for Josie Haverkamp. Cross half court to Smith up the right side. It's ended by Owen Dieters, loosely. To Maggie Turber, top of the key. She has two fouls. The left side. Now back to Smith, top of the key. Give left side for Menton to the corner for Smith. Underhand pass deflected by Kramer, and she couldn't quite save it. And it'll be Valley Heights basketball, but excellent hustle from the freshman guard, Hayden Kramer, for Centralia. 32.6 seconds left. Keelan Rempe will check in. She'll come in for Owen Dieters to make sure she doesn't pick up her second foul before the end of the half. And Turber will check in for Olivia Scala and Delana Merck. One down here. Inbound is to Maggie Turber, to her sister Ann. Left side corner, back to Maggie. 27 seconds left. Right side wing catch for Vermenten. Dribbles once with her left. And gives up her dribble, back to Smith. Defended by Hayden Kramer. Back to Turber, calls out a new play here with 15 seconds left to go here in the half. Goes to her right, drives, defended by Rempe. With 10 seconds left for Menton. Smith calling for it, right side block. She gets the shot up and in. Contact, no foul, 6 seconds left, 26-24 Valley Heights. 3 seconds, Centralia. Rempe in trouble, tries to shoot it, it's blocked, and that is the end of half number one. 26-24, Centralia up by a pair. Again, up next is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
All right, halftime here in Blue Rapids. Centralia leading on the road, 26-24, a high-scoring one, and a fun one to be sure. Kind of recapping how things have all been broken down to start off with. Ava Smith scoring 11 points in that first quarter, making some shots inside and some free throws. She went 3-for-3 in the first quarter from the free throw line. And Owen Dieters, she made a pair of three-pointers, and she had 10 points. In that first quarter, Tatum Kramer, she had 4 points right out of the gate as well for her first quarter, and Centralia led 15-14 after 8 minutes of play. In the second quarter, the scoring slowed down just a tad, but Centralia was able to knock down a pair of threes, one from Owen Dieters, one from Kaylin Rempe, and Hayden Kramer was able to come in and make a field goal and a free throw as well. Tava Gibbs, a pair of free throws in that second quarter, including one from Ava Smith right towards the end of the half to get Valley Heights right back in within a pair of points, and it is 26-24. Looking at the individual scoring leaders so far, first for the team that's currently trailing as of right now. Leading the way in scoring, of course, is Ava Smith. She is 14 points on the game. It's 4-for-5 from the free throw line. Also, it's 3 points apiece for Ann Turber and Maggie Turber, and 2 points apiece for Audrey Steinfurt and Mia Vermetten. As for Centralia, 13 points for Owen Dieters, 4 from Tatum Kramer. 3 apiece from Hayden Kramer and Kaylin Rempe, 2 points for Tava Gibbs, and a free throw for Cora Thompson. We expect a lot more scoring here in the second half. And it's really surprising that Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp, not done a whole lot offensively. They are hoping that they can get them going in the second with their bigs. But Valley Heights has a lot of height and experience inside, which is kind of helping them out right now. Mia Vermetten flying all over the place. And Audra Steinberg, she is a very solid interior defender and rebounder, and she has made her presence felt inside, stopping the Centralia's dynamic duo in the front court. So we're going to take a couple minutes break here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our score, Centralia 26, Valley Heights 24. You're listening to High School Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's Best Apparel, Footwear, and Accessory Store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Centralia leading at Valley Heights, 26-24. Now looking at some scores from around the area, starting off the Twin Valley League. Axel girls leading Washington County 13-7 after the first quarter. And that is the only score in the league that we can find as of right now. I'll get to it more once we get those, once we find some more. Elsewhere though, Atchison, they take care of business on the girls side. They defeat Harmon 59-10. The pair of the Compton Lady Caws in the Big Seven, they are leading, or actually trailing, excuse me, Nemaha Central 25-6 at the half. That one is in Seneca. Also, we have Jefferson West leading Sabetha 19-16 at the half. And Sabetha coming off a game yesterday in which they lost to pair of the Compton 29-17. Also, in the Northeast, before we get to the Northeast Kansas League, girls halftime in the Big Seven, Holton leading Hiawatha 23-14. And now in the Northeast Kansas League, Morehead Academy leading Jackson Heights 35-10. Those are your halftime scores brought to you by Whole House Auto House in Fairview. Time to update your vehicle. How many Whole House vehicles have you seen today? WholeHouseAutoHouse.com. Keys to the second half for Centralia. Get the front court involved as they were held to almost nothing in that first half. Tatum Kramer got off to a solid start down low, but David Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp, no field goal makes. Gibbs with a pair of free throws. And as for Valley Heights, keep Ava Smith going. And also Maggie Sherber, get her going as well. Ava Smith, as mentioned, only made one field goal in that second quarter after a fantastic first quarter where she made four field goals. And Maggie Sherber, their leading scorer, averaging over 13 points per game, held to just 3 points in that first half. These are keys to the second half. And out of the break, it'll be Centralia basketball. They'll come in with Hayden Kramer, Owen Dieters, Tatum Kramer, as well as Cora Thompson and David Gibbs. And for Valley Heights, they'll have Ava Smith, Maggie Sherber, Idra Steinfurt, Mia Vermetten, and Delana Merck. And we're back underway. Beaters with the ball to start things out. She'll go to her left, defended by Smith. She stops in her tracks. She'll give it up. Hayden Kramer from the top of the key. Falling into some contact 50 feet out. Shot no good. Gets her own miss, though. Another chance for the Panthers. Tatum Kramer drives, kicks, Tatum Gibbs, 17-footer, kind of bobbled it, shot no good, rebound for Audra Steinfurt. She's been all over the place in the rebounds for the Mustangs. She hauls one in here. Chance to tire take the lead here for Valley Heights right out of the gate. Vermenton stops. She'll give it to the top of the key for Smith. Going to drive on Gibbs. Jump stop from just outside the block. Vermenton drives in middle. And almost travel, but kicks out to Smith. To cutting Merck from the middle. Taken away by Dieters. Averaging 6 steals per game. She gets her first of the ball game here. Dieters going the other way, trying to make something happen. She's stopped by Smith. She'll take a jump stop and kick it out to Hayden Kramer. Back to Dieters. Will try a 3 off a screen. No good off the left side. Tipped up in the air. Loose. Short corner. Picked up by Dana Gibbs of Centralia. If they get another chance. Hands off to Dana Kramer in the corner. Tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Kramer. So they're unable to get up a second shot after getting an offensive rebound. Centralia bringing on that press. Didn't get a whole lot of turnovers forced in the first half off of it. Actually, it's not even really a press. More of a full court man-to-man. And they fall back. Smith with the catch from the top of the key. She's defended by Tava Gibbs. Thought about the 3, but holds on to it. Give it to the left side wing for Turber. She'll give to the opposite wing to Smith. She'll drive, middle, jump stop, shot over a couple defenders, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot 2. 4 for 5 from the free throw line, exactly what you want from her to continue to be aggressive. Tava Gibbs picks up her 3rd personal foul. 1:35 into this second half. We'll see if Gibbs will stay in the ball game. First free throw is good for Smith. And she will exit, and Josie Everkamp will check in. As mentioned, a combined 2 points between Gibbs and Josie Haberkamp in that first half. Second one on the way. That one is no good. Rebound Josie Haberkamp and a foul against Steinford on the rebound. That will be her 2nd. So after that trip, Ava Smith now 5 for 7 from the free throw line. Still looking for her first field goal of the second half. It's 26-25 Centralia. Dieters, see if she can provide here. She brings it up. Goes to her left, defended by Smith. High post catch, Josie Haberkamp turns. Nice dump pass to the down low, and Cora Thompson lays it in and off the glass from the right side. And that is her first field goal make of the day. She has 3. 2 minutes in the 3rd quarter gone. Smith from the right side wing to the corner for Merck. Back to Smith from the top of the key, driving on Dieters, kicks it out. Turber to Merck. They try to penetrate, gets passed around. Josie Haberkamp shot is off the glass and through. And Lena Merck, finally with her first basket of the game, makes it 28-27. Merck on the season averaging 8.6 points per game, their 3rd leading scorer. This is Hayden Kramer. Pick and roll, lob for Cora Thompson. She gets hit and fouled on the floor. As soon as she caught it, she got bumped. Let's see, this might go against Steinford again. She came over late on the help, trying to get the steal. And that will be her 3rd foul. Rempe checking in for Centralia for the first time this half. And for Tatum Kramer, Steinford will come to the bench. And Turber checks in for the Mustangs. 5:31 to go, 3rd quarter. 28-27, Centralia. Inbound goes to Hayden Kramer. Dribbles to her right, hands it back. Dieters thought about the 3, said lobs it inside. Josie Haberkamp, dribble, fires, shot too strong, missing everything. Rebound by Keelan Rempe, left side corner. Gives it to Kramer, drives middle, jump stop, just throws up a prayer. It's no good, wanting a foul, not going to get it. Rebound Ava Smith. I let Dan Turber in negative space, almost out of bounds. Nice find to her sister, Maggie Turber, driving right side, lays it up and through. She has 5. And Valley Heights back in front by 1. Their first lead in the second half. Dieters going the other way quickly. She's going to try to drive. That shot's no good off the glass. Rebound Ava Smith and a foul against Australia going the other way off the rebound. And that one's going to go against Owen Dieters. That's going to be her 2nd. 4:58 to go, 3rd quarter. 29-28 Valley Heights. Server gives to her sister, Ann. Left side wing, thought about the 3, holds on to it. Maggie, right side wing catch, Steinfurt. To Merck, 3-pointer, right side corner, no good. Rebound, Ava Smith underneath the basket. She falls, and she'll get bailed out by a jump ball call. Almost like it was a travel, and Josie Haberkamp got her hands in there for Centralia. Possession arrow favors Valley Heights. Get another chance, Merck to inbound. Left side, short corner catch for Maggie Sturber, defended by Rempe. He spins inside, goes outside, and lays it up and in. What a shot! I shouldn't say layup, because it was outside the lane. And in the short corner is where she made that from. Tough angle. She has 4 points in the quarter, 7 on the game. Dye High is up 5-3. Here's the lob inside, and a whistle and a foul on the lob as Jordan Haberkin wants to make the catch. And a reach-in call against Delaney Merker, second. Valley Heights fans not happy with that, as that is her second. Beautiful throw-in from Dieters on the lob. Corey Thompson lets it. Here's the lob as Tori Kuckelman checks in. Dieters makes the catch. Off the screen. He'll kick it. Haberkamp's going to try a 16-footer. Short. Rebound to Delaney Merck. Valley Heights. Chance to get tied for the largest lead of the day, which is at 5. Here's a 3. Left side corner for Ann Turber. Got it! 34-28. Valley Heights. Her second three-pointer of the day. She has 6. And their largest lead of the ballgame. Timeout. Dusty Thompson for Australia. 34-28, Valley Heights, 3:57 left to go, third quarter. Back here in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
Valley Heights starting off the third quarter with a 10-2 run, and they now lead Centralia 34-28. A reminder what we're playing for here. Centralia currently by themselves in first place in the TDL, but Valley Heights just a half game back. Centralia 6-0, Valley Heights 6-1. Out of the break, it'll be Centralia basketball at half court. The Beaters receives the inbound after the Dusty Thompson timeout. Dieters dribbles to her right. 13 points for Dieters. None here in the third quarter. Underneath the basket. Wraparound pass. Three ball for Kian Rempe. Left side corner. No good. Offensive rebound court. Thompson, she's fouled. And misses the shot off the right side, but she will go to the line to shoot two. A good look for Rempe. Unfortunately for her, just missing everything that time. Fortunately for her, right there, is the sophomore Cora Thompson. Goes to the free throw line for the second time today. The first one is no good. She was 1-2 her last time at the charity stripe. 3 points on the day for her, as the team's only points here in this third quarter. Second one on its way. That one is good. 34-29. Ava Smith brings it up the left side, defended by Dieters the entire way. Gives up her dribble now from the wing. Ann Turber from the corner, where she made her three, dribbles towards the wing. Goes back to her sister, Maggie. Maggie's going to lob it up for Merck, nice wraparound pass to Vermitten, who lays it up and in. From the left block to the right, Merck to Vermitten. She lays it in. She has 4, and it's 36-29. 7-point lead is their largest of the day. Kramer dribbles right. It stops 15 feet away. Hand back to Dieters. Dribbles to her right. Underneath the basket. Wraparound pass. Rempe thought about trying another three and said, hold on to it. Jeff Kuckelman, Dieters thought about the three. She gets bumped and fouled on the closeout by Delaney Merck. Nice head fake by Owen Dieters. As Merck thought that she was going to firing a three-pointer, and Merck picks up her third personal. Audra Steinfurt, Delaney Merck, both with 3 for Valley Heights. Of course, Centralia Tatum Kramer with 3 fouls. She picked up all 3 of those in the first 11 minutes of the ballgame. That is the 15th foul for Valley Heights already. So 2 free throws for Owen Dieters, her first attempts of the game, as the first one is good. Dieters on the season, shooting 68.7% from the line. As mentioned, one of the top scorers among all classifications, eight alums of the state, their classification, and the second free throw is good, averaging 19.3 points per game. Dieters now with 15 points after making both free throws. This is high post pass from Turber to Smith, and she's down on the floor, reaching. Oh, no, they're going to say that was a jump ball. Wow, Valley Heights. Not happy with that call. The fans specifically, Jordan Broxman seems to be not too frustrated, but he's going to want an explanation here. That's exactly what's going to happen as the official made the call, comes up the left sideline and gives him the explanation. 36-31, Valley Heights, 2:35 to go, third quarter. Rempe, lob inside, hidden Kramer, backs down her defender, layup, good. She bumps Maggie Turber, tried to draw the charge. Nothing was called, and Tatum Kramer with her first basket since early on in the ballgame. She has six. Back to a three-point deficit after it got to as large as seven. Nice find. Layup is good for Merck after Ann Turber made a nice dish off the penetration. And Delaney Merck with 4 points, all those coming here in the third quarter. It's 36-35. Peters dribbles left. Her making part 38-35. Nice find inside. Layup is good. Left side for Core Thompson. Looking more like the first quarter now as we're having rapid-fire baskets. It's 38-37. 1:55 to go here in the third. For men, left side. Actually, they had their score wrong. It's now 38-35. They gave the extra basket to Centralia. And they have it right now. Hypo sketch Smith in the paint. She's triple teamed. She's fouled going up. You need to keep getting her touches in the paint. She'd rather score, or she'll go to the free throw line and make free throws. That foul goes against Cora Thompson. It'll be her first. Team's third. First free throw for Smith. This one is good. She has not missed her first free throw attempt in any of her trips. It's always been the second one that's been the misses, but only two misses. She is 6-for-8. Peters is going to come to the bench for Australia and get a brief breather. Tori Kuckelman checking in. Roman also exiting. And Tess Miller checking in for the first time this half. Second free throw for Ava Smith is on its way, and good. 16 points now for Ava Smith, and now Tori Kuckelman will come to the bench, and Eaters will check right back in. Perhaps Dusty Thompson wanted to say something to her. Here's Kramer bringing it up. She'll hand it off to Eaters. Nice find down low for Josie Haberkamp. Shot is no good, falling to her right from outside the right block, and a rebound for Valley Heights. 40-35. Valley Heights with the lead. Drive baseline, Tessa Miller, and the bounce pass hits the end line in a turnover to Centralia with 1:20 to go here in the third. Peters will bring it up. David Smith awaits her. In and out dribble goes to her right and is now stopped. Hypo catch up to Haberkamp. Drives right, gets bumped by Merck. Shot is good. Merck fell away, wanting an offensive foul call. Not going to get it. Josie Haberkamp has her first points of the evening. It's 40-37. Right side corner catch for Miller. Give this to Merck. Lob it up high for Smith. She's triple teamed underneath the basket, trying to kick it around, and she throws it away. I think it might have been a travel, but she throws it away to Owen Dieters. She almost lost it. She's double teamed. Nice find down low. Left side block layup. Good for Cora Thompson. What a corner for Thompson. She has 7 points here in the third. It's a one-point ball game. 30 seconds left here in the third. Right side wing catch. And Turber. High post. She'll get it right back to Turber. Dribble to her right. Kick it out. Head fake. Tessa Miller. Top of the key. Maggie Turber. Defended by Hayden Kramer. 13 seconds left. To Merck. Now right side and Turber. 7 seconds left. Tessa Miller, three on the way. Left side wing, short. Rebound, Owen Dieters with 3 seconds left. Comes up the right side. Baseball throw at the buzzer is no good. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. So after a 10-2 run to start the quarter, Centralia rallies, and they're back within one. It's 40-39 Mustangs lead going into the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
KMZA.
Here we go with the fourth quarter. Valley Heights leads Centralia 40-39. Mustangs ball out of the break. 60 points for Ava Smith. Leads Valley Heights in scoring. Maggie Turber also has seven. I threw by Selena Mark. Spins around Tava Gibbs and lays it off the glass for two. Burke had all of her points in the third quarter. She now has six. Peters trying to quickly go back to work. She had it poked away. Gibbs it to Gibbs. Now Tatum Kramer with it. Crossover dribble to her left. Stop at the free throw line. She had a poke free, but she gets it back. And a whistle and timeout called by Dustin Thompson. Didn't like what he saw out of the break and calls the timeout. And he understands how important this first possession is here in this fourth quarter. And we'll go and keep it right here. Just a 30-second break. 15 points for Owen Dieters so far. Scored 10 of those in the first quarter. Also 8 for Corey Thompson, who scored 7 of those in the third quarter. As Valley Heights mentioned, 15 points for Ava Smith. She had 11 in the first quarter. She scored 11 of the team's 14 points. And those just joining us, Centralia led 15-14 after the first quarter. At the half, Centralia led 26-24. And going into the fourth quarter, Valley Heights holding on to a 40-39 lead. Now with 42-39. To start that third quarter, though, Valley Heights got on a 10-2 run to go up by 7. Here's the inbound to Kramer for Centralia. Nice backdoor cut for Owen Dieters to get free. Three ball on the way. No good. From Owen Dieters. Long rebound for Maggie Turber. Looking to push it to Ava Smith. That's well deflected by Dieters. She gets past her, lays it up and in. And Ava Smith now with 18 points. It's 44-39 Mustang. Opening minute of this fourth quarter. Entry pass to Corey Thompson. Kick right side. Three ball on the way. No good for Aiden Kramer. Offensive rebound team again. She puts in the four. Power dribble. Out of bounds to Valley Heights. Been a rough night at the offense for the freshman forward, Tava Gibbs. She's dealt with all sorts of foul trouble and has yet to make a field goal. She has just two free throws, and she will exit with 6:57 left to go in this ballgame. 44-39, Centralia riding a 14-game winning streak in his perfect 6-0 in league play. High post catch for Vermetten, gets past Peters, drive in the lane, a whistle, and offensive foul, I believe, is called. It's going the other way. As a foul is called off the ball is what it's called. It's against Delana Martin, who's working on the left block. And that is her fourth personal foul. After Valley Heights, they are 6-1 in league play. So whoever wins this is going to be the outright leader in the Twin Valley League. Hayden Kramer, dribbling to her right, to the wing. Now drives underneath the basket. Throws the prayer up. No good. Freshman mistake there by Hayden Kramer. Going the other way. Up the far side is Seinfeld. And fine for Smith. It's stripped away by Dieters. And Dieters touched it while she was stepping out of bounds, and they'll stay with Mustang. Terrific defensive play by Dieters to get back. Take it away from the Mustang's leading scorer here this evening. As mentioned, Smith with 18 points as Vermetten checking back in for Mustang. Here's the inbound for Merck. She'll lob it up to Maggie Turber. It's too strong, almost in the backcourt, but hauled in before it goes out of bounds. Right side wing catch Merck. Dribbles middle, drives right side in the lane, splits the double team, nice dish off, layup good for Audra Steinfer. She's now got four. Time for the largest lead of the game once again. It's a 7-point lead, 46-39. Can Centralia get a run going after the last time they had a 7-point deficit? Enter pass to here, can't deflect it, but a whistle and a foul to reach in called against Steinfer. That's her fourth personal foul. And she knows she's going to have to come out with 6:03 left to go. And no, actually, that's her fifth personal foul. I thought that was her fourth. And her day is done. She has had a fantastic day in the paint on defense and on the rebounds. But fortunately for her, her day ends with 4 points with 6:03 to go. Here's the inbound to Tatum Kramer. Bounce pass. Right side corner three. Owen Dieters off the backboard. No good. And rebound by Olivia Scala, who just checked in. Outlet to Maggie Turber. Brings up the left side. To be defended by Tatum Kramer. Left side corner catch for Vermetten. Dribbles once to the middle. To Merck. Now to Smith. 1-on-1 with Dieters. She wants it. Now's going to give it up. catch. Murph, three, open, left side wing. And that one's too strong. Picked up in the air by Stoller. Loose on the floor. Dove on by four players. It's going to be a jump ball. It'll be Centralia basketball. 5:33 left to go. Rempe will inbound. Dieters will bring it up. Dylan Dieters been pretty quiet in these middle two quarters. After getting 10 in the first quarter, just 5 points spent. High post catch, Josie Averkamp. She retreats to the perimeter. Rempe goes to her left. Tatum Kramer lobs inside. Here's we're in the post. On Smith, shot is blocked, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. This will be her second trip to the charity stripe. She went 2 for 2 her first time, shooting nearly 70% on the season. And that one is picked up by Olivia Scala, her second personal foul. 5:14 to go. Big free throws coming up here for the team's leading scorer. And the two-time All-State nominee, and it is good. No field goals since the second quarter for Dieters. Thompson to the bench. Kayla Gibbs back in. Back to a two-possession deficit for the Panthers. 46-40. Make it 46-41. Dieters goes 2 for 2. And she's got 17 now. Full court man-to-man for Centralia. Smith bringing it up on Dieters. She poked it out. Clues on the floor. And Dieters has it. Gives it up to Rempe, now to Tatum Kramer. Power dribble, nice find down low for Josie Haberkamp, and she lays it up and in. She has 4. Dieters forces a turnover, averaging 6 steals a game. She has her second steal tonight, and a big one gets Centralia back within 3. Up the far side, Maggie Turber gets away from Tatum Kramer, falls on the floor. 5-4 momentarily. Maggie Turber, crossover dribble. Thought about the 3, now give right corner. Burke drives baseline on Tava Gibbs. Nice help defense by Owen Dieters, pokes it out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Mustang. Owen Dieters flying around the court. And she will defend Ava Smith on the inbound here with 4:34 to go. Inbound is to Smith. She'll go towards the middle. She is double teamed and she's fouled again. She keeps going back to the free throw line. She is 7 for 9 from the free throw line on the day. She keeps finding ways to get the basketball into her hands. And Owen Dieters picks up her third personal foul. 4:29 left to play. A couple big free throws here for Ava Smith. First one is good. 19 points for her now. Can make it 20 right here with this one. Second one on its way. That one is good. 20 for Ava Smith. 48-43 Valley Heights. That's crossover dribble. Dieters. That is stripped by Maggie Trevor into the hands of Ava Smith. Fast break coming up the right side. Nice Euro step. Shot is no good, though. Rebound Josie Haberkamp, the freshman. Triple team wraparound pass to Keelan Rempe. Up ahead to Dieters. The junior up the left side. She'll try to go back to her right. Retreat to the right corner. Double teamed. Lobs it up to Gibbs. She's pushed and wide. No, they're going to wave it off. Oh, man. Just when you thought Tana Gibbs could finally get her first field goal of the game, it's waved off. And I think that was the correct call. And Centralia not happy with it. Centralia faithful coming to their feet, but either way, Centralia will get the ball with 4:03 to go underneath the basket. Peters will inbound. Looking for someone to get open. Close to 5 seconds into Haberkamp. She'll fire a fadeaway jumper. Got it from 14 feet. What a shot by Josie Haberkamp. Falling away. Knocks it home. It's 48-45. Halfway through this fourth quarter. Smith from the top of the key. Is it to Delaney Mark to the left side corner for Maggie Turber. Gets the screen. Goes to the paint. It stops. Kick it out. Three ball. Left side Mark. Too strong whistle and an offensive foul underneath the basket on the rebound. Now go, I believe, against Vermetten. And that is the 5th team foul. So Josie Haberkamp will go to the line to shoot 2. Third personal foul committed by Olivia Scala. And they give Scala the foul, not Vermetten. First free throw, good. Josie Haberkamp now with 7. All of which coming here in the second half. It's 48-46. It was 46-39. 7-point lead for Valley Heights. Nearly erased. Second one is good as well. First free throw attempts of the game for the freshman forward, Josie Haberkamp. It's 48-47. 3:30 left to go in the ballgame. Maggie Turber defended by Owen Dieters. Dribbles to her right, to my left. Gets past Dieters. Stops just outside the paint, and a jump ball is on his ear. Comes from behind, reaches in, and gets a piece. Possession arrow favors the Mustang. Merkel inbound. Screen to get Smith. It goes off the foot of Corey Thompson into the hands of Owen Dieters. In transition, up the left side. Gets around Megan Turber, lays it up and into the left side, and good. Her first field goal since the second quarter. She has 19, and Centralia is back in front by 1. And a timeout called by Jordan Brockstrom. 60-second timeout. We'll take the full timeout with them here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
A 10-2 Centralia run gets the Panthers back up 49-48. 3:03 left to play here in this ballgame. Here is Mark from the corner. Cross-court pass. Right side wing for Vermenton. Spins to the outside. Kicks it out top of the key. Mark. She wanted to pass inside. Instead gives up to Vermenton. Tries a three. That one rattles halfway down. Pops out of there. Rebound Owen Dieter. Second leading rebounder and leading scorer for this team. Dieters brings up the left side. 2:45 to go. Entry pass. Josie Haberkamp. What a quarter she's having. Pulls up. No good straight away from 5 feet. Rebound going the other way. Josie Haberkamp leading score in the quarter. She has 6 in this period. 8 on the ball game. She'll pick up the personal. That'll be her first. Valley Heights started the quarter with a 6-0 run to get them up by 7. Tied for the largest lead of the game, but since then a 10-2 Centralia run. Merck. Right side corner to Vermenton. She'll give it back up to the corner for Merck. She dribbles middle. Gets past Gibbs. Shot off the glass. Too strong. Loose on the floor. Diving for it. And a jump ball favors Centralia. 2:21 left to go. Centralia needs some help as they're going to double team Dieters on the inbound. They'll get it into her, though. Nice feed from Hayden Kramer, and she'll get it here. A freshman brings up left side, defended by Maggie Turber. Crossover dribble gets around the senior, hands it off to Dieter. Dieter's ball above her head, defended by Smith. Dribbles to her left, gets a screen by Josie Haberkamp. To the wing, gets bumped by Smith, drives underneath, nice wraparound pass, but it's low and loose on the floor. And jump ball will favor Valley Heights. So I spoke too soon with saying that was a nice pass. It was a little bit too low for Haberkamp. And substitutions will bring Hayden Kramer and Isabel Haberkamp in for Centralia and for Josie Haberkamp and Hayden Kramer. Decor Thompson will inbound, or will defend the inbound, excuse me. It goes to Turber. 2 minutes to go on this one, 49-48 Centralia. Here's Merck cross half court, bounce pass, right side wing, Renton with it. Merck, pass deflected by Dieters, intended for Smith, and thrown away by Hayden Kramer. Here comes Dieters after the steal. Up the right side. High post catch, Kramer fires. Good! 15-footer, right side elbow, Tatum Kramer, she has 8. And it's Charlie up by 3. 90 seconds to go. 51-48 Centralia. Merck, right side Vermetten, dribbles middle to Turber. She'll try three. Can she tie it? No. Wrong rebound. Picked up by Vermetten. Turber thought about trying it again. Such a drive. Right side in the lane. Shot on the floater. That is no good. Rebound Tina Gibbs. Two really good looks for Maggie Turber. And a whistle and a timeout called by Owen Dieters. A heads-up play by the junior. Calling a timeout as Tina Gibbs was in trouble. She was triple-teamed. The 109 left to play in this ballgame. It'll be a full timeout. We will set aside for 30 seconds. 51-48 Centralia leading on the road, trying to stay unbeaten in league play with 1:09 left to go in the fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Dandy of a ball game. Winner of this one will hold a solo lead in the Twin Valley League. Centralia 6-0, Valley Heights 6-1 in league play. Owen Dieters, 19 points for the Panthers, 20 points for Ava Smith. For Valley Heights, it's Centralia leads 51-48 with 1:09 left to play in the ball game. Centralia back to ball. Valley Heights bringing on the press, trying to double-team Dieters. And they'll still get it into her. Tava Gibbs inbounding. Gets bumped by Smith, brings up the far sideline. Gets triple-teamed now, and she'll give it up to Gibbs across half-court. Gives the left side wing to Hayden Kramer, gives it to Dieters. 56 seconds left. Pass fake, goes to her left for the wing. Drives, baseline, stops 15 feet away. And a whistle and a little bit of pushing between her and Ava Smith. They've been at each other all game long. And it'll be a reach-in against Smith. It'll be her first personal foul. 51.7 seconds left, and Dieters will go to the line to shoot two, as that was key foul number five. Two big free throws for Owen Dieters. Chance to put Centralia up by two possessions. First one for the junior. Good. And she now has 20 points to tie Smith for the game lead. 52-48. Second one on its way. That one is good as well. She is 6-for-6 from the free throw line. And Valley Heights needs to score quickly. Get back with the owner possession. And Isabel Haverkamp will check in. Dave Gibbs will exit. Trying to keep her available. And Turber brings it up to the left side to the corner for Merck. Merck to Smith. Gets a screen. Drives. Baseline underneath the basket. Gets bumped by Dieters and a whistle. And it'll be a jump ball as Owen Dieters reached in and got a piece. A possession arrow. Centralia. 39.4 seconds left. And Ava Smith is turned away by Owen Dieters. Now, once again, Gibbs will substitute in for Isabel Haverkamp. Gibbs the inbound. Get it into Kramer. Bring it up the far sideline. Gets poked away by Turber. Nice hands by the senior guard for Valley Heights. It'll still be Centralia basketball with 36.7 seconds left. Inbound for Gibbs. Trying to find someone. Finds Tatum Kramer. Got a foul. Almost carried it. Gets it to Dieters. And now with 30 seconds left. And the offensive foul as she shoves Maggie Turber. Tried to get some space, and she lowered her shoulder and pushed away Maggie Turber. And a crucial mistake there from the junior All-State guard. And Owen Dieters picked up her fourth personal foul as well. With 29.1 seconds left, Jordan Brockton is going to call a timeout. Valley Heights down by 5, 53-48 our score. And again, for those just joining us, Valley Heights led 46-39, so a 14-2 run. Inside, a half minute left to go. Let's go and step aside for a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 75-213-5787.
Kansaland Radio.
29.1 seconds left. Centralia up 53-48. Mustangs basketball, though, after the fourth personal foul committed by Owen Dieter. Inbound goes to Smith. One in her hand. She'll drive baseline court. Thompson stops the short corner. Good defense by Thompson. And she picks it up. And shot no good. Moves picked up by Maggie Turber. Lays it up and in. 3-point ball game with 17.4 seconds left. Timeout, Valley Heights. Thought I heard a whistle. That's why I was kind of confused with that. But it looked like that it was almost a travel against Davis Smith before she shot it. But her shot was no good. There was Turber. Caught it on the run. Laid it up with the right hand. There's nobody in the area for the Panthers to stop her. So it's back to a three-point lead for Centralia. And the Panthers are hoping to quickly get it into Owen Dieters, who is 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Also, Core Thompson is 2-for-3. They've really been shooting the free throw ball pretty well here tonight. Gibbs is 2-for-2. Haberkamp is 2-for-2. Hayden Kramer is 1-for-2. So on the night, that's just actually a 2-for-4 is Pardon, it's only three free throw misses all game for Centralia. 17.4 seconds. Centralia will inbound. David Gibbs, the freshman forward, will do it. Right in front of me, on the left side of the basket, get it in. Hayden Kramer, and she'll be fouled. As mentioned, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Her first and only trip from the free throw line was back in the second quarter. And the freshman guard with 3 points on the ball game. Chance to gives Centralia a really good chance to put this one away here, right here, with 15.7 seconds left, as Maggie Turber picks up her third personal foul. First free throw, no good off the right side. Still can make it a two-possession game if she can knock home this one, though. Bends her knees. Lets it go. Good! Knocked it home. 4-point lead for the Panthers. 54-50. 13 seconds left. 3-pointer for Ann Turber on the way, right side wing. No good, too strong, 10 seconds left. Rebound, and she's fouled. No, it's a jump ball. Oh, my goodness. Valley has the possession arrow. What a call by the official with 6.7 seconds left. Ava Gibbs had a couple of defenders trying to shake him, and now Dusty Thompson will call a timeout. Really thought that was going to be a foul, but instead, it will be Valley Heights basketball with inside 10 seconds left. It'll be a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds. Once again, our score 54-50. Centralia leads, 6.7 seconds left here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
54-50. Centralia up by 4 with 6.7 seconds left. Over Valley Heights trying to stay unbeaten in Twin Valley League play and extend their winning streak to 15 games. Valley Heights basketball. Inbounder is Merck. Need a basket quickly. Inbound is Ann Turber. Give to Merck. She'll try a 3. Short. Rebound. Valley Heights with 2 seconds. Call a shot no good, and that is it. Centralia holds on. They are 7-0 in Twin Valley League play and are that much closer to winning the league. Final score, 54-50. Back here in a couple minutes with our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hi,
Design and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-599. Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Now time for your Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show as Centralia holds on. Final score 54-50. Be Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Recapping the second half of this one, the Mustangs scored the first 6 points in the third quarter to go up 46-39. Actually, it's even the fourth quarter, beg your pardon. And just like the third quarter when they started with a 10-2 run, Centralia rallied with a 14-2 run of their own. And that was really the difference of this ball game. That put them up 53-48. Dieters, Josie Haverkamp making some clutch free throws in the end, including Hayden Kramer making one as well to make it, to secure the win for the Panthers. As for the individual scoring leaders in this one for Valley Heights, 20 points for Ava Smith. She scored 11 of those in the first quarter. And she had four more in the fourth quarter as well, but ultimately falling just short here tonight. 9 points for Maggie Turber, their leading scorer coming into the season. Also 6 points apiece for Ann Turber on a pair of threes and Delana Merck, as well as 4 points apiece for Audra Steinfurt and Mia Vermetten. And for Centralia, Owen Dieters, 21 points for her, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, 10 points in the first quarter and 6 more in the fourth quarter. She is your player of the game. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. What a game by Dieters. The Farmers State Bank is in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Also, 8 points for three different players, those being Cora Thompson, who had 7 in the third quarter, Josie Haverkamp, who had 6 in the fourth quarter, and Tatum Kramer, who had 4 points in the first quarter and 4 in the second half. And also 3 points for Keelan Rempe and 2 for Tava Gibbs. And also, failed to mention, 4 points for Hayden Kramer as well. That is going to do it here for the girls' game. Centralia, they improved to 7-0 in league play and 15-4 during the regular season. And as for Valley Heights, they fall to a record of, hold on, let me find the standings real quick. Valley Heights falls to 11-5 and 6-2 in regular, or 6-2 in league play. So we're going to step aside for a few minutes. We'll have the boys game coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.